I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. More now on the California fires. We go to the scene of one of them in San Diego County, where high, dry winds, known as Santa Anas, fueled huge, fast-moving flames. Here's reporter Eric Anderson of station KPBS, who spent the weekend at fires.
The so-called Cedar Fire, which began in the Ramona Lakeside area northeast of San Diego, was moving so fast on Sunday morning, it was outrunning firefighters. At one point, a wall of flame raced toward Interstate 15 near the Marine Corps Air Station Miramar on the northern boundary of the city. Normally, a 10-lane concrete highway is a perfect fire break, but not on this day. Flames swirling hundreds of feet into the air jumped the freeway near an off-ramp. Bruce Davis and a handful of other drivers were there as the fire closed in.
I'm going to say there was like 7 or 8 of us, and one girl died just told her to stay right on my butt, and if we hit flames, just get on it and get out of there. Because once you're in it, you either go or you stop and burn.
A short while later, a handful of cars drove out of the smoke and away from the fire. With flames on both sides of the highway, two California Highway Transit workers and a motorcycle police officer convinced reluctant motorists to head back to San Diego.
Turn around. Freeway's impassable. You're going to have to turn around and go back south.
By midday, residents from the Scripps Ranch neighborhood in northeast San Diego began filling up the parking lot at Mira Mesa High School. The Red Cross had opened up an evacuation shelter there. Susan Keating sat under a tree with her husband, two sons, and the family dog. She says it was heart-wrenching to leave her home.
You just take your family and you go down the list from the most important, which is your life and your children, to your important papers, your photographs. And then you look around and kiss it goodbye and leave. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate we're all here.
Inside the high school, a small group of people huddled near a television set trying to stay up on the latest developments. Cots were being laid out, food was being distributed, and medical aid was delivered where needed. Red Cross official Rick Henricks was trying to make order out of chaos.
A lot of people bring animals to a shelter, and the problem is animals have trouble in shelters, or you have people with allergies to animals in shelters, so we need to sequester the animals outside the shelter.
Matt Nowak and his three cats were outside, still trying to make sense of what happened in the Scripps Ranch neighborhood earlier in the day.
We saw a little glow on the mountains out to the east of us, and scared us a little bit, but you know, we thought, oh, that's way over on the other side of the mountains, no problem. And all of a sudden this morning, it was in our neighborhood, just right on top of us.
As the flames marched south into the neighborhood of Tierra Santa, residents were told to leave their homes. Ed Redley sat on the hood of his truck at Qualcomm Stadium. He watched a steady stream of cars roll into the parking lot.
It worries me. Trying to talk to my wife under the cuff and not let my 5-year-old hear. He's pretty witty. And my phone's ringing off the hook. It's neighbors.
The sun normally shines brightly against the blue San Diego sky. On Sunday, it cast an eerie red glow as it struggled to make its presence felt through a thick blanket of smoke. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.